Ok, Lord.
Turn to me with Psalm 115. What is it, Lord? 12. Yeah. Psalm 115. Verse 9. You'll get it when I read it. Now watch. You got it? It's up there? It's coming. O Israel, trust thou in who? He is thy help and thy shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is thy help and thy shield. Ye that fear the Lord, do what? Trust the Lord. He is thy help and thy shield. The Lord has been what? Mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both who? Small and great. The Lord shall what? Increase you more and more. And you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made what? Now listen to this verse now. 16. The heaven, even what? The heavens are who? You read the next one. Who? So you see why God consulted with Abraham before he did anything? He would come into his house, come into his earth. It just said it. Till the earth has the Lord given to the children of men. And when Abraham interceded, but he stopped. You know what Abraham could have did? He said, Lord, I'm a righteous man. You and I ain't covenant. It's okay, Abraham, I'll spare those cities. But because he didn't, those cities was destroyed, of course. But he interceded for them. But he stopped. Hello? Then, let's read just a little further. I started on it. I may do it next week, but I'm going to stop here because our time is running out. Listen to what the statement Brother Hagin made about these cities. Abraham prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah. It is a clear example of the prayer of intercession. There's an important thing we need to know, to note from the biblical account. God mentioned a cry that arose from Sodom and Gomorrah in verse 20 and 21. Smith Wigglesworth said once that there is something about faith that will call God to pass over a million people just to get to the one person who is in faith. You see, the cry of faith will bring God on the scene. The cry of faith invoked God's blessing. The word invoke means to call for, to put in operation, or to bring about. But sin also cried out to God and bringing him on the scene. Rather than invoking God, sin provoked God. The word provoke means to insist, incite, to anger, to call for, to bring on, to stir up on purpose. You ever see anybody come in the midst and start a fight. On purpose, he provoked the person. You ever see that? That was sin. That was sin does to God. It incite, it stir up on purpose. And it says, if sin provoked God and called forth wrath and judgment. Now watch. Times and again in scripture we read where Israel provoked God to anger and judgment came. God does not delight in seeing people receiving judgment, according to Micah 7:18. God delights in mercy. Listen while I read it. Who is a God like unto thee that pardon iniquity, passes over transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delights in mercy. God rather show mercy. Read it again. I'm going to say it again. God rather show mercy. And now keep in mind now, he had a covenant. He had a covenant with Abraham. And these people that he's talking about is Abraham's descendants. But remember, he has a covenant. Jesus said this, the Hebrew writer wrote it. So we have a better covenant established upon better promises, right? And Jesus and God is the one that sealed that covenant. And we enter into that covenant agreement by being born into it, or birthed into the kingdom. And that covenant we have entered into because the fact that Jesus is the head of it and we are his body. And this is why he wants you and I to be well taught, well abreast, well informed, know your covenant rights, know who you are, know your authority, know how to yield to the Holy Ghost, know how to cooperate with him. Because he wants to show mercy. But if it, now I'm going to read it to you, I think I got time. But if there's no one that will show mercy, then judgment coming. All right, let me read it. So Ezekiel 33:11 says, talking about God wants your mercy, what Micah says. Ezekiel 33:11 says, say unto them, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death, in the death of the wicked. See that he gets no pleasure out of a wicked person dying. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Can you see why he won't intercede? And turn ye from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Keep going, moving just a little further. However, if the one who have sinned and provoke judgment upon themselves, do not turn and repent. The only hope for judgment to be averted is someone to stand in the gap for them and make intercession. So let me read it. Ezekiel 22:30-31. Did you get it? Ezekiel 22:30-31. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. You know, getting up in the morning, coming together in the evening, praying, might seem like a small thing. But when you grow up in the spirit and realize what's happening, God needs people to yield that way. Now, you know and I know we are not the only one. There's other people praying, but I'm talking to us because they're not here. I'm talking to you. And you can see why, and we've gotten some good reports, haven't we?